Blackstone Audio presents Storming Las Vegas, How a Cuban-born Soviet-trained commando took down the Strip to the tune of 5 world-class hotels, 3 armored cars, and millions of dollars, by John Huddy. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. To my parents, Norman Walter and Anna May Huddy, and the spirited, colorful, and multi-talented tribe they left behind, including Colonel Norman W. Huddy, Jr., USMC, wife Margaret, Anne, Virginia, Erica, John Trevor, Juliet, Brent, Kathleen, John Norman, Terry, and Bernadette. Book 1, Gunfight on Las Vegas Boulevard. Chapter 1, First Blood. It is June 28, 1999, 9:52 a.m. Pedro Sandoval tosses his empty plastic water bottle into the wheel well and double-checks his paperwork as the moving van threads its way down the Strip to the Desert Inn Hotel and Casino at 3145 Las Vegas Boulevard. It's going to be a long, hard day. The blistering heat rises from the desert, eventually reaching 110 degrees by midday. The crew is scheduled to drop off 24 electronic slot machines, each costing $15,000, weighing 600 pounds, and featuring stars like Pat Sajak whooping and hollering on the soundtrack. Lots of bells and sirens for the fanny pack and flip-flop crowd. At 9:54, the 18-wheeler pulls up to the south side of the hotel next to the Desert Inn Race and Sports Book.